My dear respected brothers, just before we are able to benefit from our respective Shaykh, I would just like to mention that on one occasion, Rasulullah was posed a question by the Sahaba. The Prophet was asked that whose company should we adopt? So the Prophet, he related three qualities. And if these three qualities are found in a person, then we should adopt the company of this individual. Rasulullah said, number one, when you observe him, when you see him, then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality and the characteristic is that by sitting in his company, when you leave his company, you learn, you always learn something new. You go away with new knowledge. And the third quality is by sitting in his company, the love of the akhirah increases. So my dear respected brothers, everyone who has benefited from our respective Shaykh Hafidhullah will all agree that these qualities are definitely found in our respective Shaykh Hafidhullah. And if we look towards the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us that we should adopt the company of the pious. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the mu'mineen, the Muslims. That ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. O you who believe, adopt taqwa. Fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin, and associate with the truthful people. The truthful people refers to those people who are pious. And if we look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba, that a person will be with whom he loved. On the day of judgment, whoever he loved in this world, he will be with him, he will be resurrected with him. So we learn from this, my dear respected brothers, that by loving the pious, loving the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending time in the company of the pious, this is a guarantee for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us death upon iman. So I humbly request everybody that to keep these points in mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon it as well.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us and sent us into this world to worship Him only. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have not created the humans and the jinns but so that they worship me. I have only created the humans and the jinns to worship me. That is the only purpose of life. That they believe in me, they accept me as their Rabb, as their creator, as their Ilah, the only one worthy of worship. And thereafter they submit their whole life to me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this oath from every human. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. In the Alamul Arwah, the kingdom of the souls, all the souls were gathered together. Adam alayhi salatu was salam's soul was present. Isa alayhi salatu was salam's soul was present. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's soul was present. From Adam alayhi salam until our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the prophets' souls were present in the kingdom of the souls. Arwah, ruh. Every human, male, female, both. From Adam alayhi salatu was salam until the last person were all present in the Alamul Arwah, in the kingdom of the souls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us all this question, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your creator? Am I not your cherisher? And if I am your Rabb, if I am your cherisher, if I am your creator, then am I not the only one worthy of worship? So all of us said, including the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, Bala, why not? Definitely you are our only Rabb. You are our only creator. You are our only cherisher. You are the only one who is worthy of worship. Allah has taken this oath from us that I am your only Rabb. Remember this when you go into the world. Because when you go into the world, you will face many challenges. And the greatest challenge you will face is shaitan. Shaitan will say, I am your Rabb. Shaitan will say, obey me. Shaitan will say, success lies in following me. Follow me, follow my whispers. Greatest challenge, shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embedded this very important aqidah, this very important belief, this very important principle in our hearts and minds, in the alamul arwah, that remember, I am your only Rabb, I am your only creator, I am your only cherisher, I am the only one worthy of worship, because I created you and I fulfill all your needs. You are in the form of souls at the moment. I have created these souls. And when you go into the world, with these souls, I will give you a body. I will give you eyes, I will give you ears, I will give you tongue. So many precious things. I will provide oxygen for you. I will provide food for you. Milk, meat, butter, cheese. I will provide everything for you. So I am the only one worthy of worship. Remember this. And your success lies in only doing that which I order you to do. And your greatest challenge will be shaitan. Shaitan will say your success lies in doing what I am telling you to do. That is your greatest challenge. So hold fast to this, that I am your only Rabb, I am your only creator, I am the only one worthy of worship, and your success lies in worshipping me only. Don't sleep. If you hold fast to this, you are on the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the straight path. And if you listen to the whispers of shaitan, if you go right or left, you will slip from the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us stand in His court on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind us of this oath that we took in the Alamul Arwah. So the kingdom of souls, then Alamul Dunya, this kingdom, the kingdom of this world. And then the Akhirah. And then the Akhirah is divided into two parts, from the time of death until the day of Qiyamah, and then the day of Qiyamah including Jannah or Jahannam. So the guilty souls will be made to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani adama Allah ta'budu shaitan. Did I not take this oath from you, O the children of Adam? That do not worship shaitan. I took this oath from you in the Alamul Arwah. And Allah will remind us of this oath. And in the hereafter, when Allah will remind us of this oath, my friends, we will exactly remember the Alamul Arwah. The picture of the Alamul Arwah will be in front of us, in our minds, that yes, Allah did take this oath from us. Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam, did I not take this oath from you, O Banu Adam? Allah ta'budu shaitan, that do not worship shaitan. Wa an'abuduni, and that worship me only. Hada siratum mustaqim, this is the straight path. This is the straight path. Learning about Allah, learning about the commands of Allah, learning about the do's of Allah and the don'ts of Allah, and then carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts is worship of Allah. And not learning about Allah, not recognizing Allah, not accepting Allah, or recognizing and accepting Allah, but not following the do's of Allah, not abstaining from the don'ts of Allah, this is worshipping shaitan. And in this world, these are the only two choices we have. Worship Allah or worship shaitan. We may not realize that when we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are obeying shaitan. Subconsciously we are obeying shaitan. A person is either obeying Allah or either obeying shaitan. During every moment of our lives, either we are obeying shaitan or we are obeying Allah. At the time of Fajr, we wake up for Fajr and we perform Fajr, we are obeying Allah. We remain neglectful of Fajr Salah and we remain sleeping until the sun rises, we are obeying shaitan. Sometimes we don't realize that it is time for Fajr. We don't hear the alarm. We don't realize people are waking us up. And our eyes open at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. We are excusable. Because we have not omitted Fajr intentionally. We made all the preparations before going to sleep to wake up for Fajr. We couldn't hear the alarm go off. We couldn't realize our parents, our wives, our husbands, our friends waking us up. So Allah does not punish us for the crime we do not commit. So this is not a crime. But when we wake up at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. and we realize that I have not performed today's Fajr, then Fajr becomes compulsory at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. If we wake up at 9 a.m. and with a remorseful heart, we quickly perform wuzu and make qaza of Fajr, we have obeyed Allah. And if we neglect, we have obeyed shaitan. We earn halal risk, we are obeying Allah. We earn haram risk, we are disobeying Allah. We consume halal food, we obey Allah. We consume haram food, we disobey Allah. We obey shaitan. We consume drugs, we are obeying shaitan. We refrain from drugs, we are obeying Allah. We gamble, we are obeying shaitan. We abstain from gambling despite all the attraction. We control our nafs. We subjugate our nafs. We are obeying Allah. Whilst walking in the streets, we control our gazes. We are obeying Allah. And we let our gazes wander here and there. We are obeying shaitan. Shaitan has designated is shaitan with each and every person. He has a very large army. Very big army. One shaitan is with each and every person. And he is always whispering. He is always whispering. He knows that at this precise moment, what this person needs to do to obey Allah. So he will always whisper in the opposite direction. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person goes to sleep, then the shaitan whispers, alayka laylun tawil, alayka laylun tawil, alayka laylun. This is whisper from shaitan. You still have a long night. You still have a long night. You still have a long night. So after Isha, when we set the alarm, we know that if I wake up at 5:45, I will have enough time only to perform wudu, 2 sunnah, and then the jamaat will start. At night we know that 30 minutes is necessary. But when the alarm goes, when we hear the alarm, I will wake up after 5 minutes. The night is long. I still have a long time to reach Fajr. It goes again. I still have more time. Whispers from shaitan. And then finally the whispers, it's okay, perform your salat at home. 6:15 is jamaat, the sun is rising at 7. So 6:15, you still have more time, wake up at 6:30. You'll make it even if you wake up at 6:40. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that each and every person goes in Jannah. It is not the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we go in Jahannam. It is the desire of Allah that we go in Jannah. It is the desire of Allah that we go in Jannah. And He has facilitated us in such a way that deen becomes easy and acquiring Jannah becomes easy. But it is we the culprits who make Jannah difficult for ourselves and make Jahannam easy for ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. If people are punished as a result of their sins through tsunamis or floods or earthquakes, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes people at the time of death, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes people in this world by taking away their peace of mind, by striking them with poverty, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes people in the grave, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes people on the day of Qiyamah, it is not because He is zalim and oppressor. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. This is the result of people oppressing themselves. If a doctor prescribes medicine for me, and if I don't take medicine, I am zalim, not the doctor. I am zalim. I am killing myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping each and every one of us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We sin. Not for hours, not for days, for months. For months, and comes Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens our hearts. He softens our hearts and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say, Rabbi ghfir warham. O Allah, forgive. O Allah, have mercy upon me. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the best of the merciful ones. Oh Allah, forgive me. And immediately the sin is forgiven. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be many people who will be granted entry into Jannah, and their condition will be 11 months sins, 1 month goodness. 11 months sins, 1 month goodness. 11 months sins, 1 month goodness. So from the 20 years they were given in this world after maturity, only 20 months. 220 months of disobedience and only 20 months of obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them entry into Jannah. So Allah knew and Allah knows that shaitan is very cunning. And shaitan is the arch enemy. Arch enemy of the human. And shaitan will appoint and designate a shaitan with each and every human. Each and every human according to the capability of that human. Shaitan appoints a shaitan with ulama and muftis also. And Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that the shaitan of an alim is also an alim. Because if the shaitan of an alim is not an alim, how will he be able to deviate the alim? Shaitan of a mufti is a mufti. And shaitan of a layman is a layman. They know everything about Sharia. A lawyer will only be able to make right, wrong and wrong right if he knows the laws and the rules and the regulations. So shaitan will only be able to make right, wrong and wrong right in the mind of the person if he knows the Sharia. One shaitan appointed with every human. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned this, the Sahaba-i Karam Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has He appointed a shaitan for you also? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, He has appointed a shaitan for me as well. He has appointed a shaitan for me as well to whisper evil thoughts in my heart and mind also. But alhamdulillah, fa'aslama or fa'aslamo. This hadith has been narrated in two ways by the muhaddithin. Shaitan has appointed a shaitan with me as well. فَقَسْلَمُوا But I am protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cannot whisper into my heart. And the other narration is فَقَسْلَمَ Allah has, shaitan has appointed a shaitan for me as well. But due to the barakah of my company, he has accepted Islam. So he whispers, but he whispers goodness. He whispers goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing this cunningness of shaitan, has appointed and designated one angel for each and every human. One angel. Shaitan is whispering evil and the angel is whispering goodness. And we experience this throughout our lives. I'm going to attend the 25th annual youth conference. No, I am busy. I have to look after my mother. No, my brother can look after my mother. I'm going. No, it will be very difficult. Wake up very early in the morning. It's a 3-hour journey. And then 3-4 hours to participate. And then 3-hour journey again. Tomorrow going to work. No, I am going because all my friends are going. And inshallah, if I go, I may be able to acquire ruhani benefits, dini benefits that will help me in the hereafter. We experience this in our day-to-day life. This tug of war that is going within ourselves. Whisper of shaitan and whisper of angel. Whisper of shaitan, whisper of angel. Whisper of shaitan, whisper of angel. Shaitan is the representative of shaitan, the big shaitan, Iblis. And angel is the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of them remain with us 24 hours. And they whisper. They whisper, and these whispers are the promises made by shaitan and Allah. Iblis whispers, that is his promise. And the angel whispers, that is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are faced with two promises daily, my friends. On every step, two promises. At the time of Fajr, in December, in November, in January, when the weather is very cold outside, it's snowing. And we hear the alarm. And we realize it is time for Fajr. Whisper from shaitan, it's very cold outside. Remain in the warmth of the bed. You can always perform your salat at home. This is whisper from shaitan. And the promise made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel whispers, Man salla al-bardayni dakhala al-jannah. One who performs the difficult prayers during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Fajr and Asr. It could differ according to the times and according to the place where we live. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the difficult salat were Fajr and Asr. Because at the time of Asr, people would return from work and they would go shopping. And they would buy whatever the wives had to cook. So it was a busy time. Maghrib was no difficult. Isha was no difficult. But Fajr has always been difficult throughout the 1400 years and throughout the world. So the angel whispers this saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one who performs the difficult salats, he will enter Jannah. Man sallal bardain dakhal al Jannah. The angel whispers, leave the comfort of the bed and acquire the comfort of Jannah. Tolerate the difficulty of the cold weather and save yourself from the difficulties of the fire of Jahannam. My friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhannas, O people, Inna wa'adallahi haqq. Indeed, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing but the truth. This will be your challenge in the world. Shaitan promising you something, Allah promising you something. Allah himself will reveal the Quran and make so many promises. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, and through them he will promise so many things. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during every century, every era will make thousands of warithina Anbiya, the inheritors of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, who will continue to make promises on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angel who is appointed with every human will continue to make promises. And on the other hand, Iblis will make promise through the shaitan that he has appointed, or through the human shaitans that he has recruited. Human shaitans. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri nasi min al jinnati wan nas. I have to get back at 10 o'clock. My father will become unhappy. So the human shaitan, the friend circle, we remain with. The human shaitans will whisper, oh, you're scared of your father. You're sissy. How old are you? You're still a child. You're scared of your father. You're scared of your old man. Before inviting, he will say, I know what you're going to say. You're scared of your old man. These are whispers from shaitan, my friends. Realize. Focus only on one thing, my friends. When friends are talking to us, when our wives are talking to us, when our husbands are saying something to us, when we are communicating with our children, with our parents, with our friends, with our families, focus only on one thing. What does my Creator want from me during these circumstances? Pay attention to that. Focus on that. And believe you me, if you focus on that, and if you understand it correctly, and if you follow the demand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never go wrong. You will acquire the successes of this world and the successes of the hereafter. Because Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'adallahi haqq. The promise of Allah is nothing but the truth. Haqq. Haqq. Only His promise is haqq. The promise of the haqq is haqq. Haqq ta'ala shanuhu. His name is Haqq. Huwa al-Haqq. He is the only truth. He is the sublime truth. He is the everlasting truth. And anything that He promises is nothing but truth. So whatever Allah says, do it. Whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not. There is life after death. The shaitan whispers, life after death. Life after death. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this human picks up bones and he crushes the bones and he says that who will resurrect these bones after they have become powder? How will Allah resurrect these bones? We are buried in the grave. We are no more after a few months. And Allah will resurrect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The one who created you the very first time, when you were not even in the form of powder, you were nothing. Allah made you from nothing. Will He not recreate you again? Does He not have the power to recreate you again? Whispers from shaitan. Whispers from shaitan regarding life after death. Whispers from shaitan regarding the Quran. Regarding the contents of the Quran. Regarding the facts of the Quran. Regarding the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Regarding his life. And there are so many shayateen working. So many shayateen, human shayateen. Why should we put ourselves in danger? Why should we put ourselves in danger by going and meeting these varied human shayateen on the YouTube, on social media. Why? Listen to those people who whisper on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama, ulama-i haq. Sit in the company of the ulama. Sit in the company of pious people. Spend time in masajid. Spend time reading authentic, reliable, good books. So the only thing that is whispered in your heart and mind is Allah and the commands of Allah. Don't make yourself vulnerable. Stay in good company. Stay in good company in real life. Stay in good company on social media. Stay in good company on the internet. Stay in good company when you are reading literature. Don't explore. Don't read anything. Anything that comes your way, you read it. Don't listen to everything that comes your way. My friends, this is the only way to secure our iman. And if we don't secure our iman, then we will be doomed forever in the fire of Jahannam. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'adallahi haqq. O people, the promise of Allah is nothing but truth. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنِيَا. So never let this worldly life deceive you. Never let the glitters of this worldly life deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Or never let the great deceiver, shaitan, deceive you in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The glitters of this world, don't let it deceive you. Girls, drugs, alcohol, cinema, film, obscenity, nudity, wealth, good clothes, without realizing what is halal, what is haram, it attracts you. Dunya ki rang reliyon pe na jana e dil. Dunya ki rang reliyon pe na jana e dil. The poet is talking to himself, his own heart. Oh my heart, don't go towards the glitters of this world. Dunya ki rang reliyon pe na jana e dil. Oh my heart, don't go towards the glitters of this world. Don't go towards the glitters of this world. The glitters of this world are very dangerous. Inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this dunya is sweet. And this dunya is very attractive. Sweet and attractive. Something that is attractive and sweet both. Imagine the dangers. Inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun. Wa inna Allah mustakhlifukum fiha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you as the khalifa in this world. Khalifa. Allah has sent us in this world as the representative of Allah, my friends. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Wa inna Allah mustakhlifakum fiha. Allah will send you in the world as khalifa. Or Allah will send you in the world before, after the generations before you. فَنَازِرٌ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah will see how you do, how you perform in this world. Allah, listen carefully. فَتَّقُ الدُّنْيَا. فَتَّقُ الدُّنْيَا. Stay away from this world. Be very careful when treating this world. دُنْيَا کی رَنْغْرَيْلِيَوْا پِ نَا جَانَا يَدِي لَوْمْ. My heart, don't go towards the glitters of this world. The glitters of this world will destroy you. Clubs, discos, dancing, music. My friends, let us make a firm resolution that from today, inshallah, the objective of our life will be akhirat, not dunya. We will treat this dunya as a cafe only, cafe. The objective will be after we disperse from here, the objective will be Bolton. The objective will be Blackburn. The objective will be Burnley. The objective will be London. The objective will be Chesham. The objective will be our hometown. And when we stop for half an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes at the cafe, cafe is not an objective. We don't try to buy furniture to make our stay in cafe very comfortable. No, my friends. If we do buy anything at the cafe, we will think about home. Is this beneficial for my home? For my permanent home in Burnley, in Blackburn?
Let us make akhirat our objective. Akhirat our objective. This worldly life is very short. And the life of the akhirah will remain forever and ever, my friends. Let us not make a loss. We have only two choices. We sell akhirah and buy dunya. Or we sell dunya and buy akhirah. Let us sell dunya today. Let us sell dunya. Let us take dunya out of our hearts. And let us make a resolution to buy akhirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah says that give your wealth and give your life. Give your wealth, give your life, give your time. That means spend your wealth only in those things which please me. And spend your time only in those things which please me. In return, I will give you Jannah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Indeed, those people who accept Iman, who believe in Allah, and who remain believers until they breathe their last, who have no doubts in whatever Allah has revealed through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people who believe in Allah without a shadow of doubt, they believe in the angels, they believe in the books, scriptures, they believe in the malaika, they believe in the messengers, they believe in the life after death, they believe in the day of judgment, they believe in Jannah, they believe in Jahannam. They believe in each and every verse of the Quran. Those people who believe in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, they do good deeds. And they stay away from wrong things. Lahum jannat. For them are gardens. Gardens in the hereafter. Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Under which rivers will flow. Masalu jannati allati wu'ida al-muttaqoon. All these promises from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The muttaqoon, those people who obey Allah and who disobey shaitan. Those people who pay attention to the whispers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who ignore the whispers from Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them Jannah in the hereafter. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ عَاسِنٍ In Jannah will be rivers of pure water. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَّبَنٍ لَّمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ In Jannah will be rivers of milk, the taste of which will never change. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَّذَّةٍ لِّلشَّارِبِينَ Rivers of wine, which will be very, very tasty for those people who will consume. Allah does not deprive us, my friends. It's like fasting from dawn until maghrib. Allah says, don't eat, don't drink, no cohabitation from dawn until maghrib. Allah does not deprive us. At the time of maghrib, we eat so many good items. So similarly, these 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, we are fasting. This is not permissible. Inshallah, we will break our fast when we go in Jannah. Allah will say in Jannah, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ In Jannah for you is whatever your heart desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدْعُونَ And whatever you ask for. Those people who fast in this world and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friends, there will be no fasting in Jannah. And those people who do not fast, who obey shaitan and who disobey Allah, they will have to fast for eternity in Jahannam. Let us make this resolution today, my friends. Dunya ki rang railiyon pe na jana e dil. We see in this country, the spring and autumn is very distinct. If you go in the park in the spring season, it is so beautiful. And if you go in the park in autumn, it is very dull. It is haunting. If you go between Asar and Maghrib in the park in December or January, and if you are alone, it feels spooky. Autumn and spring. Spring is full of glitters. And autumn has no glitter whatsoever. So the poet is saying, Duniya ki rang reliyon pe na jana hai dil. Oh my heart, do not incline towards the glitters of this world. Why? Ye to khazaye jo baandaze bahar aayi hai. In reality, this world is like autumn. But it camouflages itself in spring. And it looks very attractive, but it is not attractive. It is not spring, it is autumn. So we have two promises, my friends. Allah has taken this oath promise that I am sending you into the world. Obey Allah, not shaitan. Obey Allah, not shaitan. And shaitan, in order to entice us with the support of our nafs, which is not mutmainna. Mutmainna is a pious nafs. So when nafs becomes mutmainna, our nafs, our base desires, base desires is nafsi ammara. Our nafs is nafsi ammara, base desires. So with the support of our nafsi ammara, shaitan entices us towards the glitters of, the unlawful glitters of this world. And the promise is, you will enjoy. Who knows whether there is a life after death or not. You might deprive yourself of the hereafter and this world too. Allah says, إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. The promise of resurrection that Allah has made is haq. The promise of Jannah and Jahannam that Allah has made is haq. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. So this great deceiver shaitan, don't let this great deceiver shaitan deceive you. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Allahu Akbar Kabira. What are the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shaitan has made? Number one, if you disobey Allah and if you obey me, you will find enjoyment in this world. In drugs there is enjoyment, in fornication there is enjoyment, in alcohol there is enjoyment, in disco there is enjoyment, in missing salat there is enjoyment, in not giving zakah there is enjoyment, in any unlawful pursuit there is enjoyment, and in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is no enjoyment. Inconvenience, difficulty, sacrifice, these are the whispers of shaitan, these are the promises of shaitan. And what does Allah promise? In obeying me, Allah says, in obeying me and disobeying shaitan, there is contentment of heart, there is peace of mind. Contentment of heart, peace of mind. And in disobeying me and obeying shaitan, you will lose peace of mind. You will lose contentment of heart. Shaitan promises, there is no life after death. Allah says, no, there is life after death. And there is life after death if you obey me. If you obey me, then angels will come to welcome you in the hereafter. Towards the hereafter. And you will leave this world with husn khatima. And if you obey shaitan and disobey me, then angels will not come to welcome you. Then the angels of punishment will come from the fire of Jahannam. And you may leave this world without iman, and you may be doomed to the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. Allah makes this promise that there is a life in the grave also. If you obey me and disobey shaitan, I will make this grave a garden from the gardens of paradise. And if you disobey me and if you obey shaitan, then this grave will become a ditch from the ditches of Jahannam. If you obey me and disobey shaitan, on the day of Qiyamah, I will give you shade under my throne. And if you obey shaitan and if you disobey me, you will wander around here and there in the plains of Hashr. You will be drowning in sweat. If you obey me and disobey shaitan, I will give you an easy reckoning. Easy reckoning means, I will make you stand in front of me and I will say, where did you spend your entire life? And before even you can speak, I will say, okay, leave that question aside, answer the second question. Where did you spend your youth? We will say 2-3 things and he will say, let's go to the third question. In the terminology of hadith, this is called al-ard. Al-ard. We will be made to stand in the court of Allah, but we will not be reckoned. It will be a form of reckoning. But no. Go on to the third question, go on to the fourth question, go on to the fifth question, go in Jannah.
If we obey Allah and disobey Shaitan. And if we obey Shaitan, and if we disobey Allah, we will be interrogated in the court of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Munakasha. Interrogation. Interrogation. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man nukisha faqad halak. The one who is interrogated on the day of Qiyamah, he will definitely be doomed to the fire of Jahannam. When Allah interrogates, how is it possible for a person to acquire salvation? If you obey Shaitan, and if you disobey me, you will not be able to cross the Sirat. You will fall in the depth of Jahannam. But if you obey me and if you disobey Shaitan, then you will cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah's promise is, my friends, if you obey me, if you disobey me and if you obey Shaitan, at the time of death you will want to come back into this world. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. When the death will come to such people, they will say, Oh Allah, return me into the world again, so that I may do good, so that I may obey you and disobey Shaitan. Allah will say, Kalla, never, never, your time is over. If we disobey Allah and obey Shaitan, on the day of Qiyamah, when we will observe the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, what will we say? رَبَّنَا وَبَصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. Oh Allah, now we have observed, we have heard everything. Please, return us into the world once, just one more chance. إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. Now we believe, because we have seen everything. No, no return. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only if you are able to see. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Only if you are able to see. Only if you are able to see, when the people of Jahannam will be made to stand in front of Jahannam. And before being plunged into Jahannam, they will say, يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ. If only we were returned into the world once more, we will never belie the verses of our Rabb, and we will become true believers. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُ. No. This is your nature. If you were returned again into the world, you will do the same thing. No, go in Jahannam now. And after being, these are all promises made by Allah, my friends, for those people who obey Shaitan and disobey Allah. After being thrown in Jahannam, after burning in Jahannam, and facing the chastisement of Jahannam for months and months, they will all get together and they will say, let us ask the responsible angels of Jahannam, 19, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ. And the leader of them is Malik. Malik. Malik is the leader of the angels of Jahannam. Let us turn to these 19. And let us make a request to them. وَقَالُوا لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ عُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. The request that they will put forward to the angels is not for them to ask Allah to forgive them. No. Make a request to your Rabb. اُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Make a request to your Rabb. يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the punishment light for one day. May Allah make the punishment light for one day. So will the angels go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. They know their work. So they will say, أَوَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Did not the message of Allah come to you clearly? قَالُوا بَلَى. They will say, yes, the message did come. But we did not follow the message. We followed the whispers of Shaitan. قَالُوا فَدُوا. Continue making applications. Continue making applications. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. Your applications will always be rejected. So they will gather together and they will say, let us talk to the leader, Malik. يَا مَالِكْ لِيَخْذِي عَلِيْنَا رَبُّكْ.
O Malik, why don't you ask our Rabb? Why don't you ask your Rabb to bring an end to our lives? We are not asking for forgiveness. We are not asking for entry into Jannah. Ask him that he should eliminate us. We do not want to live. That is what we ask.
He knows his work also. So he will say, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. You will remain in this Jahannam forever and ever. You will not be able to come out of this prison. So then they will say, let us turn to Allah. They will say, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجَنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدَنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ.
O our Rabb, take us out from this Jahannam. Take us out from this punishment. Relieve us from this filthy life. Allah will say, اِقْسَوْ فِيهَا. Remain in Jahannam with this grace. وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. And never speak to me again. اِقْسَوْ فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. Remain in Jahannam, humiliated and disgraced, and never speak to me. And after that, they will not be given the courage to say anything to Allah. They will not even be able to make dua, my friends. They will not be able to even pray that, oh Allah, save us. Sometimes a person remains in pain, but when he says, oh Allah, do this for me, oh Allah, do this for me, he finds some solace, some comfort. But no, for they will not be able to ask Allah. And the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes to those people who obey Him and who disobey Shaitan, what does Allah say? I will grant them contentment of heart. I have come across dozens of young people, dozens of youth who have come to me crying. I cannot find peace of mind. I cannot find contentment of heart. No peace of mind, no contentment of heart. And what is his life? Everything is there. Drug is there. Alcohol is there. Girlfriend is there, disco is there, and no difficulty, no salat, no som, no ibadat whatsoever. So why? You've got everything. My friends, contentment of heart and peace of mind is not in these glitters, unlawful glitters. Na dunya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se, tasalli dil ko milti hai khuda ko yaad karne se. The contentment of the heart, peace of mind, cannot be acquired through worldly greeters, through unlawful enjoyments, through wealth, through a nice car, a nice mansion. Contentment of the heart is acquired through the remembrance of Allah. We say Allah, we say Subhanallah, we say Alhamdulillah, and we remember Allah, and by remembering Allah, we do that which pleases Him, and we stay away from that which displeases Him. We obey Allah and we disobey Shaitan. Contentment of the heart, my friends. Contentment of the heart. A person may be living in a very large mansion in the UK, in America, in a European country, in a very big city in India or Pakistan or Bangladesh, very wealthy person, millionaire, billionaire, and he has all the resources of contentment of heart, peace of mind. But it's not necessary that he will be able to acquire the contentment of heart or peace of mind. Because peace of mind does not come through the resources. Peace of mind comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there could be a person in a remote place in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Africa, living in a small hut, barely earning his sustenance to feed himself and the family. No air condition, no fridge, freezer. But when he goes to sleep at night, he doesn't wake up until his wife wakes him up. And you have a person living in Leicester in a very big mansion, a very rich person, very wealthy person, and his complaint is that I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm restless. Why? What's the problem? What is the problem? Is there any problem? Your daughter is a problem, your son is a problem, your wife is a problem, your factory is a problem. He says, no, no problem whatsoever. And I have come across these people, my friends. Those people who obey Allah and disobey Shaitan, promise from Allah, promise contentment of the heart, peace of mind. And those people who disobey Allah and obey Shaitan, no promise. Allah may give them respite, but a time will definitely come before they die that they will experience that the contentment of the heart is gone, peace of mind is not there anymore. Those people who obey Allah, disobey Shaitan, guarantee Husn-e Khatima guaranteed. Husn-e Khatima guaranteed. Husn-e Khatima guaranteed. Allahu Akbar. Husn-e Khatima guaranteed. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadees, Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullahu ta'ala, during his final moments, he was saying, Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, O the generous one, O the one who gives without the servant being deserving. Hey, look at what he is saying, Shaykh al-Hadees. Ya Kareem, huh? Look at the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah that he has, that, oh Allah, despite me being not deserving, this is his humbleness. Humbleness at its peak. Despite spending every moment in worship of Allah, in obeying Allah and disobeying Shaitan, and becoming a means of so many people, thousands, obeying Allah and disobeying Shaitan, despite humbleness, Ya Kareem, oh the one, Kareem, what is the meaning of Kareem? The generous one, the one who gives to his servant without the servant being deserving. I don't deserve anything, but oh Allah, you are Kareem, and I am coming to you, so keep the doors of Jannah open for me. Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, O Kareem. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rabia Bisriya, Rahmatullahi Aliyah, a lady. She is in her final moments and she says, please, everybody leave the room. She is sick, ill, for the past few weeks. Final moment she says, everybody leave the room. So everybody leave the room, basically meant everybody leave the home. Because it was like a very small hut. When everybody left the room, everybody is waiting for her instruction that please come in now. Everybody leave the room. And the next thing they hear is voice coming from the window. Not voice of Rabia Bisriya, somebody else saying, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Allahu Akbar. The danger of death has come. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Oh, the obedient soul. Oh, the obedient soul. Oh, the obedient soul. Oh, the soul that was continually in obedience to Allah and disobedience to Shaitan. Irji'i ila Rabbik. Return to your Rabb. Radiyatan marziya. Your Rabb is happy with you. And He has prepared favors for you which will make you happy. And Allah is saying, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Oh, the obedient soul, enter amongst my obedient servants. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِ. And enter my Jannah. Guarantee from Allah. At the time of death, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those people who believe in Allah, who accept Allah, who accept Iman, and thereafter, who disobey Shaitan and obey Allah. استقاموا. Steadfastness. They obey Allah and disobey Shaitan. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels descend. And the person who is dying, he is unable to talk. He is unable to see left, right. His eyes fixed. His gaze fixed. Why? Because he is looking at the angels. Now why? Parents not important. Angels are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. These are promises made by Allah. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And the angels will come with this message. No fear, no grief. No fear, no grief. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And this person, Allah will remove all the veils. This person will be able to see Jannah. The doors of Jannah open for him. And the Malaika will say, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Take glad tidings of that Jannah which was promised to you. And they will say that you are not alone now. نَحْنُ وَأُولِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your friends in this world. And we will be your friends in the grave. We will be your friends on the day of Qiyamah when you are resurrected. We will remain with you on the Pul-Sirat. We will remain with you until Jannah. Until Jannah. And when you enter Jannah, Malaika, the angels will welcome you and they will say, Salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. May the peace of Allah be upon you. Tibtum, you have come pure. Pure from sins. Fadkhuluha khalidin. Enter into Jannah forever and ever. In the grave, promise from Allah. Those people who obey Allah and disobey Shaitan, grave will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. إِنَّمَا الْقَبْرُ رَوْزَةٌ مِّنْ رَيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that an angel will wait for those people who obey Allah and disobey Shaitan. an angel is appointed for all those people. Angel on every grave of the obedient servants. And this angel will carry this person on his shoulders. On the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, even the Anbiya will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. I am worried about myself. I am worried about myself. Isa alayhi salam will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. I am worried about myself. I am worried about myself. La saluka Maryam, La saluka illa Nafsi. Today I am asking Allah only for my salvation. La as'aluka Maryam allati waladatni. Today I will not even intercede for my mother Maryam who has given birth to me. La as'aluka illa nafsi. I am concerned about myself only today. On that day, those people who obey Allah and who disobey Shaitan, when they will be resurrected, an angel will be standing, very handsome, and nice fragrance emanating from his body, and he will say to this person who will be resurrected, do you recognize me? So this person will say, no, I don't recognize you. You are very handsome, very nice clothes, and very nice fragrance emanating from your body. You look a very nice person, but I don't know you. So he said that I am your amal. Allah has transformed me in this form. Amal, salat, zakat, all the don'ts that you used to refrain from and used to give sacrifices. You used to control your gaze, control your carnal desires. I am your amal. And in the world, I was a means of inconvenience to you. I was riding you. You wanted to sleep at the time of Fajr, but I rode you. And you had to go for Fajr. I was riding you. Today, I am here to reciprocate you. Get onto my shoulders. Get onto my shoulders, because it will be very difficult for you to find the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I myself will take you to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will take each of these people, the angel will take the person on his shoulder, and he will take him direct under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a VIP lounge on the day of Qiyamah, my friends. VIP lounge. When a person is given a place in a VIP lounge at the airport, he knows that he is a club class passenger. And he will enjoy the trip all the way to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Africa, America. So the person who is given place under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will know that the reckoning is going to be easy and Tul Sirat is going to be easy. Easy reckoning is promised. Easy reckoning. Easy reckoning. Tul Sirat. Express. And Jannah. All these things guaranteed, my friends. I am concluding now. All these things promised. Direct into Jannah without even having to smell the smoke of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us all the true understanding of our purpose of life, my friends. Let us go with this firm resolution that we will never obey Shaitan. Shaitan is our arch enemy. Shaitan is bent on destroying our worldly life and the life of the hereafter. Why should we obey him? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us towards Jannah. Innama yadu hizbahu liyakunu min ashabi sa'ir. Shaitan is inviting us towards Jahannam. Quran says, innama yadu hizbahu. He invites his followers towards Jahannam, the blazing Jahannam. Liyakunu min ashabi sa'ir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite being ahkamul hakimin, the creator, despite being Rabbul Alameen, the cherisher of all the worlds, despite not being in need of anything, what does he say? Wallahu yadu ila daris salam. Wallahu yadu ila daris salam. Allah is extending invitation to you for darus salam, the peaceful Jannah. Why should we obey Shaitan? And why should we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let us make this firm resolution that from today, we will obey no one but Allah, no one but Allah, no one but Allah. And at every point, at every step, we will disobey Shaitan. We will disobey Shaitan. We will disobey Shaitan. From today, the goal of our life will be disobeying Shaitan and obeying our merciful Creator, our cherisher, Our benefactor, the one who has given us everything, and the one who doesn't take anything from us. My friends, the heart will be filled with contentment. The mind will be filled with peace. Life will be full of dignity and honor. Death will be with lot of happiness. Grave will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. And with honor, dignity, we will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. And with crowns on our heads, we will be made to enter Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon entering into Jannah, Allah himself, Ibn Majah Sharif, Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala has quoted our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allahu Akbar. My friends, just give this little sacrifice. When the people of Jannah will enter Jannah, Allah himself will say, Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal Jannah. Allah himself will say, Assalamu alaikum. When we are in love with our Shaykh, with our teacher, with somebody who we revere, if he initiates this salam and if he says, Hanif, assalamu alaikum. My dear Hanif, assalamu alaikum. My dear Irfan, assalamu alaikum. We tell all of them, oh, Shaykh made salam to me today. My Shaykh, he greeted me today. I didn't realize he was walking behind me and he greeted me today. What is Shaykh in comparison to a Wali? And what is Wali in comparison to a Nabi? And what is a Nabi in comparison to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And what is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah himself will say, Assalamu alaykum, ya ahl al-Jannah. Assalamu alaykum, O the people of Jannah. And thereafter he will gather us all together. And he will say, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. I am making this promise to you, Allahu Akbar. I am making this promise to you that I have become happy with you and I will never become unhappy. Do whatever you want to in Jannah. I will never become unhappy. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather us all together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, ask from me. So we will say, Inshallah we will all say, because from today we are going to obey Allah and disobey Shaitan, and we will all be in Jannah when Allah will ask us this question, that ask from me. We will say, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, Alam Tubayyid Wujuhana, have you not enlightened our faces? Alam Tudkhilna Al-Jannah, have you not granted us entry into Jannah? Alam Tunajjina Minan Nar, have you not granted us safety from the fire of Jahannam? Alam Kaza. Have you not given us this? You have given us so much. What more do we want? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, the king of the favors and the king of the bounties still remains. King of the bounties, the king of the favors, the greatest favor still remains. So people will be astonished. What is that great favor that Allah has yet to give us? Fayakshiful hijab. Fayakshiful hijab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the veil between our eyes and Him. Allah will remove the veil between Allah and our eyes. And we will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes. We will observe Allah. We will see Allah. We will cool our eyes by observing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friends, if for obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobedience towards Shaitan, Allah was not to give us anything except this one ni'mah. This one ni'mah was so great that we should have sacrificed everything to acquire this one ni'mah. So my friends, make a firm resolution that from today, inshallah, we will become from the people of Akhirah. We will become from the people of Akhirah. We will subjugate our nafs. We will control our base desires. And we will disobey our nafs. We will disobey Shaitan. And we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our cherisher, who is our only Allah, only Rabb, who is our only benefactor. We will only worship Him. We will only make Him happy. And if we sleep, we will repent. We will make tawbah. We will ask Allah for forgiveness. Even if we have to repent 100 times in a day, 1,000 times in a day. As soon as we disassociate ourselves by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will make tawbah and associate ourselves again. Jo nakam hota, rahe umar bhar bhi. Jo nakam hota, rahe umar bhar bhi. Bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. Jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. We are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is our beloved. If this connection with Allah as a result of our disobedience breaks 100 times, through tawbah we will join it 100 times. If it breaks 1,000,000 times, through tawbah we will join it 1,000,000 times. And with that, we will control our tongue. We will remember the life hereafter, the time of death. We will remember that Malakul Maut may come any time. A very good, very active graduate of ours, Maulana Adam Sahib, He was here on Friday until 12:30. And then Saturday morning, with his friends, he had a meeting discussing his institute, his weekly meeting, the weekly meeting they have. And also, coming to the conference, bringing brothers from Warsaw to the conference. He was okay till Isha Salat. After Isha Salat, he went home. And after Isha Salat, he went home. Very, very nice boy. Very nice boy. One of my very good students. He had founded the Al-Hidayah Academy in Warsaw. After Isha, he goes home, he is having his lunch and he tells his wife, I am experiencing headache. Experience headache. And somebody phones him and he is unable to talk to him over the phone. And that person phones his father and says, that I phoned your son, but he is not responding. Is everything okay? He is not talking to me. He picked the phone up. His father rushes home. And within minutes, my friends, within minutes, he became unconscious. He is taken to the hospital. And the doctors say that brain hemorrhage. Brain hemorrhage. Yesterday I wasn't feeling too well and we had a conference today. I was already in bed at 12 o'clock when I learned of his situation. So I got out from my bed. I traveled to Warsaw with the senior Satida who were going there. I said, I am also going. My friends, the heart was crying. The heart was crying upon seeing his condition. And at that moment the doctor said that it's not even 50-50, it's 75-25. 75-25, and before the conference, the news came that the doctor said that there is no possibility that he will survive. We have to switch off the machine. Now it is up to the family to decide. If they don't decide by 6 o'clock, then we will switch off the machine. Such a young man, 34-35 years old, leaving behind a wife, parents, young children. My friends, death does not discriminate between young and old. Death does not discriminate between sinful and pious. Death does not discriminate between believer and disbeliever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him good health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show a miracle and give him recovery and give him a long life full of obedience to Allah and khidmat of deen. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed death for him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him. Elevate him to the maqam of Siddiqiyat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a good death, a good departure, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him hear these words. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainnah irji'i ila rabbik radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give sabr and himmat to his wife, to his parents, to his siblings, and may Allah look after the institute that he was very smoothly running. My friends, no guarantee when we will depart. Let us remain steadfast on deen. Let us become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Control the tongue continuously. Remember about death, remember about grave. Go into the graveyard and visit graveyard. And lot of zikrullah. Third kalima, first kalima, durood-e-paak, recitation of the Quran, performing 5 times salat regularly. Staying in good company, the good company of pious, good company of people who are serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good company of ulama. Stay away from wrong company, wrong environment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this 25th annual Youth Conference of the Islamic Dawah Academy. Accept the efforts of all the brothers who have toiled hard and who have been toiling hard for the past 25 years to make this conference a success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of you, accept all those people who have been coming for the past 25 years, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our sisters, mothers and our daughters at home, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the whole ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revive the deen into each and every individual of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every human the ability to appreciate this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they may become successful in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.